Happy Labor Day. It's September. Isn't that exciting? September is typically a month that adds some stress to our lives. School starts in 12 weeks. I believe it is 12 weeks. Thanksgiving is in 12 weeks. And a few weeks after that, Christmas. So you're welcome for that added stress. But don't worry, I'm going to give you some solid ways to deal with stress today. Also, Sam Treffler told me he'll buy me a burrito if I'm done by 11:15, so I want to get started. I think he's going to Chipotle or something. So, if you are a person who likes titles for their messages, I came up with a title. I don't think messages have to have titles, but the title is How to Obtain Joy from God. So if you have notes and you want to take notes, How to Obtain Joy from God. In our society today, joy wouldn't be the first word most would use to describe how they typically feel. Depressed, worried, stressed, angry, and frustrated tend to take the cake. I have experienced the joy that comes from God. Ever since I started taking my faith more seriously and continued to work on my relationship with Jesus about 10 years ago, I've come to understand and experience how God set this up. I'm certainly not boasting in myself, as God has solely, on His own, done this for me. Romans 15:13 and John 15 tell us where our hope and joy comes from. Romans 15:13 first. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And John 15, I'm going to be bouncing around a little bit in Scripture, so if you don't make it there, don't worry. I think this will be recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. John chapter 15, 8 through 11. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now listen, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. But I also know what it means to be depressed and anxious. I'm talking about the crippling kind of depression and anxiety where you can't get out of bed in the morning. I also know what it means to get joy and happiness from people and things through worldly things. I looked elsewhere and continue to look elsewhere at times. Instead of connecting with God through prayer and reading His Word every night before bed, Margaret and I often watch a show called Parks and Recreation. This provides us with an outlet. I go to my nothing box, she goes to her nothing box. A funny TV show that provides temporary joy, but doesn't do anything permanent for our heart, mind, or soul. What I want to share with you today is how to obtain true, permanent, lasting joy that comes from God. Our world is a place where reality exists as this. People searching, looking, doing everything and anything they can to obtain peace, joy, happiness, and comfort from everything except Jesus. The tricky thing is, a lot of these things we seek after for our joy fall into the category of good things, of positive things. Certainly, there are negative things we seek after for joy, but many of these things are really positive. But just because you say it's a good thing doesn't mean it came from God and God wants you to do it. It's no wonder depression, anxiety, frustration, and anger have become rampant in our society. I had a coworker once who would routinely go to Kohl's on her lunch break when she was having a bad day. The purpose of this shopping detour was to buy herself a new pair of shoes. She was convinced that her day would improve if she just went and found a new pair of shoes. She was wrong. Very wrong. But she kept doing it anyway because it made her feel better. I met a man who came to the rescue mission where I work. He kept coming back to us, homeless and dejected, dazed, lost, and confused. He never decided to choose Jesus. He just kept choosing a different drug. First time it was marijuana and alcohol. Then he moved on to K2, synthetic marijuana. Then he added crack and cocaine. Then he tried heroin. Then he went on to meth. Honestly, at this point, I saw him the other day. I don't know what he's on to now. And so we keep looking and searching for anything that will provide us joy. But we forget about looking to Jesus. It's much easier to find joy in things. Things are at our fingertips. It's much more difficult to find joy in Jesus because it takes work, courage, trust, and blind faith on our part. All things that don't necessarily come easy to us. So I looked up the definition of rejoice in the dictionary. The definition reads as follows: to feel or show great joy or delight. There are hundreds of verses in the Bible about rejoicing or joy. So it's obvious by the amount of verses that it's important to God. But if people were completely honest with themselves, they would probably admit that many of their days are not filled with joy. There's a reason for that. Because any joy that you experience that isn't from Jesus eventually wears off. It's void of true lasting joy. These things or people that we turn to for joy are just a band-aid. They don't fill the deepest depths of our heart or our mind or our soul. So many people wake up in the morning and go to a job that they hate because they failed to seek God in that direction. They are outside of God's will. And I know what that's like. But now I wake up and go to a job that God called me to. Don't trust me, I have tough days, but I have a lot more joy too. I'm convinced that more people need to stop faking their joy-filled lives and admit that they need something else. That something else is Jesus Christ. Most people deep down aren't filled with joy in the first place. But we really aren't. I pray that God would get a hold of more people and help them to realize they really aren't living and to seek after the real thing. The joy and peace God offers is the real deal. There's no substitute. I've come to realize over the past few years how meaningless the things I filled my life with 10 years ago before Jesus saved me were. I added nothing of value to the kingdom. That's the honest truth. I like to sugarcoat. I'd like to justify and act like I did, but I really didn't. We fill ourselves with tangible, temporary, joy-filled activities and things that don't honor God and wonder why we aren't happier or have more joy. Joy that comes directly from Jesus is indescribable joy. It is joy that you never saw coming. It's joy that doesn't easily wear off. It's joy that you can't control. It's joy that you can't explain. It's joy that you can't make happen on your own. It's joy that adds meaning and purpose to your weary, sinful soul. I'm not saying I don't have bad days or have to deal with things that aren't joyous. I certainly do. But the secret to true joy is staying closely connected to Jesus on a daily basis. Real joy comes from making Jesus your top priority. Jesus wants us to have joy. He wants to show you his goodness, love, mercy, and grace. But we have to work on growing closer to Jesus in our personal relationship with him in order to receive this joy. Your personal relationship with Jesus needs to be more important to you than your husband or wife, your kids, your grandkids, and your BFFs. I hate that word, but for the purpose of this message, I added it there because I think we have BFFs. I don't think we should. Never mind. I won't get into that. All right. So where does true joy come from? I'm going to give you 8 ways to obtain more joy. So if you're taking notes, one thing you'll notice is that Jesus is at the center of each of these points. If you're taking notes, there's 8 of these things. Sam, how am I? Oh, we're doing good here. I want that free burrito. Okay. True joy comes from loving Jesus and declaring our faith in him. Psalm 16, 7 to 11. And I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, but I found a number of different verses here that are just so solid. So true joy comes from loving Jesus and declaring our faith and love for Him and in Him. Psalm 16, 7 to 11. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely, for You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will You allow Your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. In Your right hand there are pleasures forever. I've gotten into the habit over these years, one thing that I do is I let God know how much I appreciate and love Him, what He's done for me, what He continues to do. I take time to let Him know. This is crucial if you want true joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, 8 to 9. So we're going to the back of the Bible here. 1 Peter 1, 8 to 9 says this. And through you, and though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. So my best advice, work on loving Jesus more. Work on declaring Him the love of your life. Work on declaring Him every morning. Wake up and declare your faith in Jesus. You'll receive more joy in your life as you do that more. Number two, true joy comes from seeking Jesus. So this would be the part where we take time, instead of watching Parks and Rec, we take time to actually read the Bible and pray together with your family and pray on your own. And that this would be the part about seeking Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18. Again, we're in the New Testament in the back here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18 says this. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's pretty simple, but we just keep watching Parks and Rec. It's a really good show. It's funny, but man, I really think these other things we need to seek after praying and reading the Bible. We need to seek after Jesus. And then once we do that, then we can watch an episode of Parks and Rec. Right, Margaret? All right. I'm speaking to you, Margaret, so you can hold me accountable to this one. All right. Number three, listening to Jesus. John 16:24. John 16:24 says, until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive so that your joy may be made full. We need to ask continually in detail what we need from God. But then we need to listen for His voice. We don't need to jump the gun. God delights and is so pleased when we ask for things and then we listen for what His next step for our lives is. So number three, true joy comes from listening to Jesus. Number four, after you seek, after you listen, you need to obey. Number four, true joy comes from obeying Jesus. And we're going to turn to Luke chapter 11 for this. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. But he said, on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Or blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. So people who are truly blessed by God are typically people who have more joy from God. There's a direct correlation. The more you please Jesus through staying inside His will and being obedient to the things He wants you to do, instead of the things you want to do, the more joy God will give you from this obedience. Just a quick story. 11 years now, 11 years ago, I struggled with student teaching. I failed twice to become a teacher, a high school English teacher, and I went through a very deep depression. And thankfully, if I wouldn't have gone through that, I don't know whether I would have found Jesus. But I found Jesus, so I'm really glad that it happened. At the time, I wasn't glad that it happened. But then I found Jesus, and now looking back on it, I'm really glad it happened. But I worked at a warehouse for the first maybe 11 months up in Harrisburg after I found Jesus. And I'll be honest, I didn't like the work. It wasn't fun. I packed boxes, or I loaded skids of frozen food. I worked in a freezer. It was negative 22 degrees. I rode around in one of those little jacks, you know, electric jacks. It wasn't all that fun. But I kept praying as I went up and down those aisles. I worked the second shift. I kept praying that God would give. I wanted a job that I could help people. I always remember this. I remember praying, God, please just give me a job where I could help people. And nothing came. But I was obedient. I stayed at this job and I worked because my family needed some income. And then one day, one of my friends from high school, I was talking to him about how I wanted a job where I could help people. And he said, oh, well, the place I'm working has a case manager position open. Would you want to apply for that? And I prayed about it a little bit and I applied and I interviewed. I'll never forget it. It was a Tuesday. I interviewed. We still lived in Jonestown at the time. I wore this nice suit and I felt like I did a good job. I came home. I said, Margaret, I think I did pretty well in that interview. Maybe I'll. Two hours later, I get a call from my boss, and you want to talk about the joy that you get from God? That was 11 months waiting on God to finally put me in a position that I wanted, that a passion of mine, and God did that for me. And so when we obey Jesus, good things will happen. When we obey Jesus, God will come through. Number five, true joy comes from serving Jesus. So this will be the part where we do things that we don't feel like doing. Or we don't think we can do for Jesus. This will give you more joy. So let me say that again. This is the times when we do things that we don't feel like doing, or things that we don't think we can do, that we do anyway. This will give you more joy. So maybe there's you don't think you can sing up here with those guys, but God wants you to do it anyway. Go for it, right? I'm sure they would take a few more guys, right, Jim? So in other words, being more selfless and less selfish. Margaret, my wife, loves to go for walks. I don't. But I'm working on pushing myself to go because we're able to connect with God and each other on these walks. Plus, she enjoys it. And I'm working to do more things that I don't want to do, but that she wants to do. This is going to give you more joy. God will surprise you if you would just let him take over and stop thinking you know everything and stop thinking you can't do certain things. Be willing to look like a fool to the world for Jesus, because if you obey the things God wants you to do, you should look different to the world. People in the world shouldn't understand the message to your faith in Jesus. They shouldn't agree with your faith because they don't understand the things of the Spirit. Don't take it personal. When people look at you like you have two heads, put it in the win column for Jesus. When we serve Jesus and work for Jesus and have no other agenda than to do things and say things with Jesus in mind, it is only then that we can serve others in Jesus' name. And these things we do for the Lord give us comfort and joy. And this is how God sets it up, provides others with comfort and joy. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says this: not that we lord it over your faith, but are workers with you for your joy. for in your faith you are standing firm. Number six, the true joy comes from staying under Jesus' authority. I have a lot of experience with this, so I feel like I can talk on it. Well, let's just read Romans 13:1 first, and then we'll go from there. This is a tough one for a lot of people. Staying under authority is, well, it's impossible for some, but it's very possible with God. 13:1 of Romans says, "Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God." So, what that tells me is Paul's telling us that every authority is from God. Every single one. But this is tough, mainly because we disagree with our authorities all the time. And when we disagree, we have the option to buck the system. We have the option to quit. We have the option to not listen to that authority and go a different direction. Here's my suggestion. Don't do that. If you want joy, don't do that. Stay under authority. No boss, no pastor, no ministry director, no supervisor, no manager, no president will ever do things exactly the way you think they should be done. In fact, many times they will do things the opposite of how you think it should be done. Stay under authority. Joy comes from this. I have stayed under the authority of some people over the years that I disagreed with on some key matters. I had the opportunity to leave, but I stuck it out. I'm really glad that I did. I've experienced great joy from enduring through these differences in leadership, and I've learned a lot and grown stronger because of it. These leaders never asked me to do anything illegal, immoral, deceitful, or against God's word, so I stayed in God's will, meaning I stayed under their authority and served Jesus while doing it. You will get great joy from doing this very same thing. Number seven, we get true joy. It comes from relying on Jesus consistently and unconditionally and trusting God during difficult times. This is a tough one too. This is James chapter 1. You've all heard these verses before, but I'm going to read them anyway. "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." I don't know about you, but if endurance has its perfect result, and we will be perfect and complete if we consider trials a joy, I know that's hard to do. Why not do it? That's joy to me. That sounds like joy. Being perfect and complete? My goodness. But this takes work. If you haven't experienced this joy of becoming more perfect, complete, and strong from relying on God through tough times, I urge you to start now. Don't shy away. All of you are going through something that's tough right now. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands because I know you all are. Stick with it. Trust that God is going to get you through it and ask Him constantly for help. Ask detailed things and don't hold back. And then keep doing it. And when God isn't showing up in the timing you think He should be, keep going to Him more and more. He will show up. It's a promise from God. True joy comes from the testing of our faith. God is looking for a heart that trusts that He's going to come through, especially when we think He won't or it looks really bleak. And number eight, the last point that I'm going to make this morning, true joy comes from waiting on Jesus. Waiting on Jesus. Isaiah 30, 18. "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore He waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for Him." Psalm 25:5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Psalm 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. And then Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. There are tons of verses about waiting on the Lord in the Bible. There's a reason for this, because God acts according to his will, not according to what we want when we want it. We are terrible at waiting for things. And the way our culture is set up, we don't really have to wait for much if we don't want to. If we have to wait for anything, we get instantly annoyed. My suggestion, work on waiting for more things. If you're at the doctor's office and you have to wait 15 minutes, praise God. It's 15 minutes you can open your Bible and read it. If you're in traffic and you have to wait, praise God. Just wait. Waiting is a good thing. Our world tells us it's not. Sometimes you have to wait years before God shows up and brings you joy. And that is no joke. I had a circumstance at work that lingered for 4 years. Years it took for God to say, boom, I'm showing you my goodness and my joy. 4 years I had to wait until finally I got to see the joy that God brings. So don't ever forget that it might be years until God shows up and shows you his true joy. If you're struggling with depression, anxiety, worry, fear, frustration, anger, you find yourself miserable in your job or at home, it could be that there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere. Know that Jesus offers hope, joy, and peace to all who believe in him. I pray you would find Jesus and experience the great joy that he offers to all who love him with all their heart. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for being there so that we can have a personal relationship with you. I pray you would strengthen each one of our personal relationships with you. And if there's anybody in this room who doesn't have a personal relationship with you, I pray you would call them into one and they would answer that call. Because you are the truth. You are the joy. You are the peace. You are the only thing that's going to last. Lord, I pray that we would love you and declare our love for you. I pray that we would seek after you more. I pray that we would listen to you, that we wouldn't go our own way. I pray we would obey you. I pray that we would serve you. I pray we would do all these things, Lord, that you call us to do, that we are so forgetful to do at times, because there's so many things out there vying for our joy, vying for our attention, vying for our beliefs, vying for our thoughts, for our time. Pray that we would prioritize so that you would be the first on our list. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.